Mental health professionals. The pandemic has impacted the mental health of the mental health professionals. Being a mental health professional does not make one immune to psychological illnesses. COVID-19 outbreak continues to produce a severe mental health crisis. Although the number of professionals in the stream has increased in these years, they are not enough to match the tremendous increase in mental illnesses. This leads to burnout and exhaustion. Problems professionals undergo. First, mental health services and consultations have emerged online in the form of teletherapy or counseling. While this makes it easy to approach more people, there is also a disadvantage of not catering to a population unfamiliar with these methods. This platform is new for patients and mental health professionals who are familiar with traditional in-person sessions. Professionals may develop concerns about efficiency of treatment, especially in significant cases. Second, with increasing cases of people developing clinical conditions, it may become difficult to cater to all such people's, making them believe, "I can't help at all." Seeing individuals grieving and having so many losses may add to helplessness and hopelessness in them. Third, society expects mental health professionals to be patient, caring, strong, motivating, and readily available, free from stress and frustrations at the time of need. Simultaneously, this stigmatizes psychiatry and mental health professionals. What can we suggest? First, therapy for the therapist. Assured well-being will assure the well-being of people they are catering to. Second, upload and unload. You know you have been trying to help to the best of your ability, at times at the cost of your health. However, upload the system when in the position to take on more work and unload the system when needs space and rest. Just like a refresh button to refresh for a while till you resume. Third, acknowledge your support. Also, work towards how you can improve your services under the prevailing conditions. What can we do as a community for mental health professionals? These professionals have been trying to reach out to more and more people. To make services available, they have been cutting the costs of their services. As responsible citizens, let's allow those in need to avail this advantage so more and more of the marginalized population can make use of it. Those who can afford the services at their existing cost, attempt to pay as professionals, also support their own families. Note, a mental health professional is also human, so it is okay to go through these challenges. However, they have been trained to be non-judgmental, empathetic, and professional in clinical setting. If they are unable to help you, they will try to connect you to another professional who holds the expertise in your area of conflict or difficulties.